Welcome to One Moment Wiser. I'm your host, Christy Bridges, and my guests share personal stories and wisdom to help you understand yourself better, improve your relationships, and connect with your creator. Let's get started. Hello, welcome to One Moment Wiser. This is Christy Bridges, and I have someone you've met before because Sarah and I have known each other and had such great conversations for several years now. But Sarah Soon, my friend, has just launched two Christmas stories. Her very first novels are both going out at the same time, which is kind of cool. And in the last few years, Sarah's had so many changes in her life. Writing fiction is hard enough, but she's also had just all kinds of life shifts. And so we're going to talk to her today about mental health and how she's made that work. So Sarah, thank you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Christy, for inviting me.
Mm-hmm. I just have to say, ever since I met you, you spoke at a weekend retreat where I went, and you spoke about your experiences. And some of them were really challenging in ministry and just in your personal life.
Yeah.
And at that time, I was impressed by your mental health and by your ability to be your own person, doing the things that helped you be healthy and feel good and do what you were called to do. And so even back then, I was impressed with that. And so I don't know. I'm really glad that you're here to talk about what works for you. And I'm really curious to see how all that changed over the last few years, if anything changed. You can tell I'm excited when I just go on and on and on, right? Oh my goodness. Okay. So first of all, you kind of impressed me because you have made a life for yourself as an entrepreneur. You edit for people, you do website work, and you've managed to keep yourself going while you've been learning all this fiction stuff. So how do you deal with the uncertainty and the making sure that everything is taken care of, the practical things?
Right. Are you talking about financially or just like administratively?
Financially, deadlines, dealing with your customers and working on your stuff. How do you deal with all that?
Well, a few years ago, I would say about a year ago. Mm-hmm. After I got married, my husband has a really great steady job. So I have some passive income that comes in that really helps too. Nice. So I decided, hey, I'm not getting any younger and I want to make time for him and, different things that we have going as a couple. Mm-hmm. I used to do the social media and the website maintenance for my family's wedding venue. And I'll say the name because it ties into my book, but it's Sunshine Barn Wedding and Event Center. And I used to do all the social media and I really enjoyed it. It also brought me into, more interaction with my family. Mm-hmm. But I realized that I couldn't do my social media for my books, because I was working on them, even though I hadn't launched them. And learn craft and everything else as effective. And I decided with my goals was to support myself with my books, mm-hmm. and not have other things, because I am a kind of person that really needs to be single-minded or else I am like this. I'm not really good. Some people can do like 5 projects at one time. I don't. I get really scattered. And it was really stressful for me because I wanted so much more time with my writing. So I just gave that up. I did edit my dad's book and we're having a book signing together, so I'm really excited about that.
Yay.
Yeah, and that was really fun. But again, it was very difficult to juggle three books, editing his and then doing the anthology and then my Christmas book with deadlines that I just had to prioritize, and when it came close to his deadline and he needed to get his book available because he was making it available for their 60th wedding anniversary this past summer. So thank God I worked a lot of hours and we got it available. They had it shipped to his house like a week before. So I was very thankful. I was just praying and asking the Lord, please let this, because you don't know how long shipping takes, printing, all of that. So yeah, so now I really don't take any editing clients now. So, and I'm just focusing on my writing and kind of putting everything into that. And it takes a lot of time, as you know, because you've written books, to even market a book. I mean, there's so much time just to write, and I'm writing a book series, so I have to have time to continue writing. But then marketing those books are very important, and it just takes time to learn it and then put time just to, promote it. So promoting two in a week has been a little bit
For
crazy.
real. So you, what I'm hearing is you actually had to make some shifts
Oh,
in
yeah.
what you were doing because you are so capable. You were, doing a website, you were doing editing work, and I mean, you've done editing work for me, and you're so able to do so much. We've done workshops together,
Yeah.
but you had to say, nope, we're gonna narrow this down so I can focus. I have found a need myself for that because I can do a lot and I get excited. I'm like, yes, I'll do that. One more thing, But it is stressful. And sometimes when you say yes to too much, you're saying no to something else.
Exactly.
You're saying no, I'm not going to get as good a quality out of something as I would have, or no, I'm going to have to miss another opportunity because I've committed to this one. And so it's wise to narrow that down. You mentioned something that
Oh.
I failed to mention. You have had a huge life shift just in the last few years because you went from being single, yes, to having a 2020 marriage, which, wow, sir, that was a very interesting year for a lot of
Oh
people, but for
my
you, goodness sake. So, can you tell us just a little bit about how going from being single for, well into adulthood, I mean, you really had your thing going. And now all of a sudden you're making room for this other person and you're making, an entwined life. How have you dealt with that and stayed sane, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, especially because I got married, never been married before. I got married in my mid-40s. So I was concerned that I would be really set in my ways. And there are some things, but overall, it was like it's a God thing because the transition was seamless. And I know that sounds crazy, but I think also what helped is we were friends first for a year and then we started dating and we just took it slow and we really integrated our lives and we talked a lot of things through. We even had premarital counseling. So we worked on some, inner issues within us, but we also really talked things through about how we make this work, how do we join our lives. And then when we got married, we had a we had We got married in July, but we had a COVID wedding in March because we didn't know at the time what exactly would happen if they would even like have curfew and not let you visit, because it was just very uncertain and it was something so different that, even the government didn't know exactly what they're going to do. So we got married the day of shelter in place was that. So we got married at 4 and shelter in place was at midnight. And the crazy part is, we didn't make that decision to get married till like officially 24 hours before we got married. So it was one of the, I mean, I'm a very scheduled, very planned, not spontaneous person. So it's one of those things that it was crazy and we shocked everybody. Like, we get married tomorrow. They're like, what? Because our wedding, like I said, we were planning a wedding in July, but we got married at our counselor's backyard and it was amazing. I mean, we had each of us had two people standing up for us. We had Roger Nix marry us, and my family in Michigan couldn't come, but we had FaceTime with them. And what was so cool is we had talked, when we were engaged, that we wanted to kind of slow down for a year and really invest in our marriage. We didn't really have to like say, oh, we can't do that. The world stopped. And it was so such a great base for our relationship because we were together 24/7. And that day when shelter in place was called is when the works, his works, like you can work from home. So we started our marriage working from home. I already worked from home, but he started working from home. And that's what we're used to. And we're both introverts, so we both give each other space and then we'll see each other during the day, but we may not see each other for 4 hours because we're working. So we found a good rhythm that works for us. And he is very laid back. And I'm very not. I tend to be I'm working it out, but I tend to be a perfectionist. I tend to be very planned, very scheduled. So he helps me to kind of loosen up. And with the whole book launch and publishing, it's stressful to just to figure it out. And I self-published. I talked to some prolific authors, and I just felt like in my heart, that's the road to go. And that was a huge learning curve. So, it was a literally a lot of tears trying to figure things out when I'd hit obstacles and I didn't know if the book would be available to go up to Michigan because I'm having a book launch there. But he was there just giving me a lots of words of encouragement, giving putting things in perspective. And he keeps saying, Sarah, I know it's stressful, but you need to celebrate. It's taken you 20 years, and that's another story, to publish your fiction, but you need to take time and celebrate. And he prayed over me. So all that, the reason I'm saying that is like it's been more of a benefit than a challenge. Of course, for marriage it's challenging. But honestly, it's so weird to say this, but I don't know if I could have really published well if I were single, just because of who the things that I needed. I tend to be hard on myself and I tend to like loop about issues and problems. And he was such a good sounding board. He was an encouragement and he kept praying for me and listening to my issues and just helping me sort through my thoughts that he's just a gift. And what's amazing is today at church, when we were praying about stuff, we had time to pray about, seek our hearts and stuff. And the Lord's like, Sarah, I really want you to invest more into your marriage because marriage is so powerful. A couple that has a strong, godly marriage can do so much together. And we do work in our marriage, but I can work even more. What's the right
Always have to
word?
learn, yeah.
Yeah, and just really prioritize it even more. Like I feel like I do, but I think there's certain areas where I can be even more present with him and make sure that we're communicating. And we still go to counseling every week, even though really we have a great marriage, but it's like wonderful to still work on issues. And so if that answered your question.
I think it's beautiful. And I have to say, there are some people who, had they done what you did, I would have been like, oh, I can't even bear to look. But for you, I just think it's the most romantic thing in the whole wide universe because you had already laid the ground. This was not, it was a quick decision to move forward on something you had built a foundation
Yes.
for a while, because you did start as friends. You
Oh, yeah.
started not only as friends, but you were both in the singles group as leaders, as with your focus on God and with a self-awareness that is rare. When I got married, at 18, and I thought I had all the answers,
Oh,
but I didn't
wow.
even know what myself, and
Yeah.
you had enough years of being alone and doing your own thing to understand how you work best and how to be clear about your needs. And he
Yeah.
had enough years under him to, understand a little bit of emotional intelligence and self-awareness too. And so when you guys did this, I just think, I mean, because I remember feeling like the
Yeah.
whole world is changing right now forever, and so to see you guys celebrate life during that time was just, it was just so gorgeous. I love it. And so you still, I mean, you started out all of a sudden you're sharing your space with this other person, but and 24/7, right? Oh my goodness, I can't even imagine. But you had already, gotten to know each other well enough that you could communicate clearly about
Oh, yeah.
what you need about your work styles. And then you had gone to counseling, but you're still, it's 3 years later, and you still see a counselor together. My husband went to, a couple of counseling sessions, and he's like, "No, I'm good." So you guys are actually still actively talking to a counselor. How does that help your, I mean, do you do it together, or is this like individually, or how does this work? If I'm a married couple and I'm like, I want what they have, in my own version, right? Nobody's going to be just like you, but what would that look like?
Yeah, we do see our counselor as a couple, and we just, it depends. Every week is different, actually. Like last week, I met with her alone because Robert had to work. And the week before, I had a dentist appointment, so he went alone. So it just depends. So if we do it together, we may talk about something that we were struggling with, or talk about something we did good with, or we may go through one of Terry Ewan's books. So it just depends, we might do some kind of splunkna or inner healing exercise. So a communication where it just depends on every week what we need. And it's not always like, oh, there's a crisis. Most of the time it's not. It's just talking through issues and learning tools that we can apply, not just for our marriage, but our jobs or our families or other relationships or church, So it's just equipping us with tools and learning things that will help us every day, whether it's our marriage or other issues,
It sometimes helps to have a third party hear you as you talk about, your plans, your dreams, your current situations, because sometimes we don't quite catch something we need to notice. As I'm listening to my spouse talk, I have assumptions. We've been together 25 years, right? I
Oh,
have
yeah.
assumptions that I know about him, whatever. And a third party might go, so let me ask about this, right? As my husband listens to me talk about something, he might think, oh, well, I already get that, and that third party might go, have you tried this? And having that outside person sometimes can alert us to things we might never have noticed before.
Yeah.
And even bring up things. I mean, we've been married 25 years, and we went to counseling this year for a little bit. And the counselor gave us this book, The 7 Principles of a Successful Marriage, I think. Oh my goodness, mind blower. And so just a few of the things in this book that were like, How did I never know this? How did I go this long and not recognize, that this was happening in my husband's head when I would talk this way, or not try this technique, which works so much better than the way I had been doing it? I mean, there's never a time when we can't learn something, and our marriage is valuable. It is very valuable. God gives us people that meet a need we don't even realize we have sometimes.
Absolutely.
It's funny, I was at a meeting earlier today, and the girl who was speaking said, and I'm going to have her on here soon, but she said, it's up to God, the parts that he connects. He connects his body, right? We don't pick up a toe and stick it on our ear. We let God bring those connections together, and he's really good at that. So I love that you guys have found that.
Too.
That's all we have time for today. If you're enjoying this interview, please share it with your friends and join us next week as we continue. Meanwhile, join me for 2-minute daily devotional videos Monday through Friday at onemomentwiser.com. That's the digit one, momentwiser.com, or on social media at onemomentwiser. God bless you.